When he got to his feet again, he couldn't resist a quick glance backward. Clavius was a good 300 meters behind, weaving from side to side in a manner that almost certainly indicated fatigue. "Your suit designers aren't as good as mine," Singh told himself. "I don't think I'll have your company for much longer." That was certainly not true of Mr. Robert from MIT. If anything, he seemed to be getting closer. Singh decided to change his mode of locomotion, to exercise a new set of muscles and reduce the risk of cramp, another danger that his coach had warned him against. The kangaroo hop was efficient and fast, but a bounding stride was more comfortable and less tiring, simply because it was more natural. By the 20-kilometer mark, however, he switched back to kangaroo mode to give all his muscles an equal chance. He was also becoming thirsty, and sucked a few cc's of fruit juice from the nipple conveniently placed in his helmet. 22 kilometers to go. And now there was only one other contestant. Clavius had finally given up. In this first lunar marathon, there would be no bronze. It was a straight fight between Moon and Earth. "Congratulations, Bob," chuckled his coach a few kilometers later. "You've just made exactly 2,000 giant leaps for mankind. Neil Armstrong would have been proud of you." "I don't believe you've been counting them, but it's nice to know. I'm having a small problem."
"What is it?"
"Sounds funny, but my feet are getting cold." There was such a long silence that he repeated his complaint.
"Just checking, Bob. I'm sure it's nothing to worry about."
"I hope so." It did indeed seem a trivial matter, but there are no trivial problems in space. For the last 10 or 15 minutes, Singh had been aware of a mild discomfort. He felt that he was walking in snow, wearing shoes or boots that were failing to insulate him from the cold, and it was getting worse. Well, there was certainly no snow on the Bay of Rainbows, though the Earthlight often gave that illusion. But here at local midnight, the regolith was much colder even than the snow of the Antarctic winter, at least 100 degrees colder. It shouldn't have mattered. The regolith was a very poor conductor of heat, and the insulation on his footwear should have given him ample protection. Obviously, it was failing to do so. An apologetic cough echoed around the inside of his helmet.
"Sorry about this, Bob. I guess those boots should have had thicker soles."
"Now you're telling me. Well, I can put up with it." He was not so sure 20 minutes later. Discomfort was beginning to escalate to pain. His feet were starting to freeze. He'd never been in a really cold climate, and this was a novel experience. He was not sure how to handle it, or when the symptoms might become dangerous. Didn't polar explorers risk losing toes, even whole limbs? Quite apart from the discomfort it would involve, Singh did not want to waste time in a regeneration ward. It took a whole week to regrow a foot.